Well, now we're about ready to set the satellite in location. I think we've got that organized. We've got all our transmitters calibrated. And we're over in London to talk to our very good friend, Lady Ali. How are you, Lady Ali?
Tally-ho, John. How are you?
Top of the world, Ali. And I understand, as per usual, you've got your finger on the pulse. You've got all the latest news and the latest story on Paul McCartney.
That's right. The Mucka versus Macca divorce is getting even...
Did you say Mucka versus Macca?
Yes, we've now dubbed it the Mucka versus Macca divorce because, you know, that's what everybody over here, or the groundswell of support is now behind Paul McCartney.
Of course.
And everybody thinks that Heather Mills McCartney is Lady Mucka, as they like to call her. Now, the two of them got together on the weekend for Beatrice's third birthday. Of course, Beatrice is their daughter. This is the first time they've faced each other since Heather Mills McCartney made the scandalous accusations that... Sir Paul was violent to her during her marriage and also violent to his first wife, Linda. So you can imagine there's this party for this little girl, which was held at a play park. It was all very nice. And these two adults, you know, staring at each other through gritted teeth. Beatrice had a wonderful time, but it was a very, very difficult time for both Sir Paul. Stella McCartney is said to be absolutely ropeable over the allegations that Heather Mills McCartney has made about her mother. And in fact, when she heard about them, had to be physically held down. She was so angry that she wanted an immediate confrontation with Heather Mills over the issue. And of course, Stella is 8 months pregnant, and there was concern that she would, she and the baby would suffer, and she has been suffering from very high blood pressure. So we've got a very interesting situation developing.
Anyway, let's leave that one alone because it is a bit of a mucker around there. Now, what's going on with Madonna? First of all, what's the feeling on the street? Is Madonna doing the right thing by adopting this child? Or is she doing the wrong thing? What's the feeling before we talk about the law?
Well, certainly after her interview on Oprah Winfrey, where she talked about the adoption and why she did it, there seemed to be a groundswell of support for Madonna for what she did. There are a lot of charities out there who are saying she did the wrong thing, that she forced through this adoption, that she adopted a child who had a father, that she just used her celebrity status and her cash to go and buy a child. However, in the UK, many people are supportive of her and supportive of what she has done. This week, she's flown out to the US with baby David, Lola, her daughter, and Rocco, her son. And it means that baby David, after being in an orphanage ever since he was born, has now clocked up 22,000 air miles. So they're headed to the States, where Madonna is going to do more interviews, not only to justify her adoption, but also to promote a new children's book she's written. But what is interesting is Guy Ritchie didn't go with her, and there are rumours that they are rowing constantly, Madonna and Guy, both over the adoption, the reason that she wanted to fast-track it, and the fact that he will not fast-track a documentary that he shot while they were in Malawi, where she adopted baby David from, so that she could get it out there and show people exactly why she wanted to take this child away from the suffering. And I think that, you know, this marriage was on tender hooks before this adoption, or, you know, currently they're fostering. But, you know, it's going to get worse unless they, you know, the pressure from the public, the pressure from the press comes off. But Madonna is determined to keep the child, and she's given her lawyers an open checkbook and says, whatever it takes, they will not take baby David from me.
Just quickly, three stories that I really want to get from you before we release you back to London. The Prince and the Bed.
That's right. Lots of interesting speculation where Prince William's girlfriend, Kate, was spotted at a posh shop trying out queen-size beds. Now, of course, the pair live together when the prince isn't doing his military training.
It would have to be a king-size bed, though, wouldn't it?
Well, this one was a queen size. Maybe she was moving on up to the king size bed before security asked everybody to leave. But certainly she was seen bouncing up and down, having a very fun time. So it's going to be very interesting. And also, Prince Harry's girlfriend, Chelsea, who is going to be moving over here to finish her university degree, has been given the royal approval to live at Clarence House. So she'll have a room there. So, you know, all the sons are getting hunky-dory with their girlfriends.
Oh, that's a good story. And Hugh Jackman, the man. Now, I understand he's good for advice as well.
Hugely famous, as I like to call him. I've worked with Hugh on a number of occasions, and he's absolutely fabulous. I love him to death, love him to bits. He's been giving Nicole Kidman advice. Of course, she was over here in London, and then she had to go back to her husband's side, Keith Urbane, after he admitted that he was drinking again. And it's now been revealed that she told him, "You have to go into rehab, otherwise I will leave you when this marriage is over." Hugh Jackman has been supporting Nicole, and so has Hugh's wife. And they've been saying, "You can get through this, girl, you're an Aussie." Of course, Hugh sang at Nicole's wedding. They're very good mates. Let's hope for Nicole's. The only thing that is upsetting Nicole is she's desperate to have a child or adopt a child. The fact that Keith is now in rehab will severely affect that. She doesn't want to bring a child into this world if her husband is in rehab and can't beat the drink and the drugs.
She'll be a good mum. And I think I know now how you get these great stories, because I understand, Lady Ellie, that you and Posh may share the same gym. Is that right, or is that a story I've been hearing on the streets of London?
Oh, well, we have popped it into each other on occasion, but Posh Spice is over here from Spain at the moment, and she's promoting her new book called An Extra Half an Inch. And it doesn't mean what you think it means. What it means is...
We're talking stilettos, aren't we?
Yeah, from wearing stilettos, darling. That's absolutely right. Yes, you've got to get your Milano Balanics. So she's written a book about clothes, about dress sense, with useful tips like lay your clothes out the night before you go to bed so that you can be ready, up and running early in the morning, and don't put your makeup on in the dark, otherwise you'll end up putting on too much makeup. Very interesting tips from Posh. But, you know, everybody thinks, you very rarely hear Posh interviewed, but when you talk to her, when you meet her and when you interview her, she's actually quite a down-to-earth girl. And she's very upfront about herself. You know, she said, "Look, you know, I've made some fashion disasters, I'm not that great a singer, but I'm now doing different things, and they're clothes oriented. She's got a new jeans line coming out. She's got some new clothing lines coming out, and she's got a new sunglasses line coming out." So, Posh the designer is showing everyone how to do it her way.
Oh, I like that. I like the way you present these stories to us, Lady Ellie, because you're the one and the only. And what with your jet setting around the States as well, it's just phenomenal how you bring all these stories together for us each week. We really appreciate it.
But only for you, John.
Oh, good. I think I have heard you broadcasting in the States, though, Lady Ellie. But
yes, I know. You may be giving away a few tips, but yes.
Good to hear from you, and we look forward to talking to you next week, right?
Right, and tally-ho, darling.
Thank you. That's Lady Ellie joining us, as she does each week here at 6 p.m.